Plume Motor Spirit and Mobil Oil present Mobil Quest 1952. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Vacuum Theater, where everything is ready for the seventh heat of Australia's greatest vocal contest, the 1952 Mobil Quest. The Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobil service station are happy to welcome tonight competitors from South Australia, New South Wales, and Victoria, and to wish them the best of good fortune as they compete for the prize money of more than £2,200. And now here is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. The first singer tonight is a contralto from Hamley Bridge, South Australia. Ladies and gentlemen, competitor number 19, Marie Fydock. You come from Hamley Bridge, Marie. Where's that exactly?
Well, that's 43 miles north of Adelaide.
Oh, do you live on a farm or something?
Yes, a sheep property.
Then you're an outdoor type, are you? Riding and shooting and all that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm not.
Then what are your interests?
Well, I used to be a teacher of millinery, and I do all my own dressmaking, and I've studied cake decorating and making artificial flowers.
Is that all? And, of course, you sing.
Well, I do my best.
Well, we'd like to hear you now. Ladies and gentlemen, Marie Fydock of South Australia sings first Del Riego's popular ballad, Homing. First song chosen by Marie Fydock of South Australia, competitor number 19 in the 1952 Mobil Quest. Motorists, did you know that the world's first automotive engines were protected by the makers of Mobil Oil? Did you know that the 200,000 horsepower engines of the Queen Elizabeth and the Queen Mary are protected by the makers of Mobil Oil? Did you know that throughout the world, more motorists use Mobil Oil than any other oil? Noble oil is the world's quality oil, so why accept anything else? And now we introduce Mobile Quest's competitor number 20. Ladies and gentlemen, a bass baritone from Linfield, New South Wales, Russell Cooper. Well, now, Russell, just before you sing, tell us some of the exciting things that must have happened during your 22 long years.
Well, I'm afraid not any at all. My whole life's taken up with music.
You mean you sing all the time?
Not quite. I'm a pianist and I have a big collection of records.
Ah, so you have a few real excitements.
Well, there's only one I remember.
And what's that?
It was many, many years ago when I was a small boy.
Mm-hmm.
I was tunneling into the sand and somebody stood on top of the tunnel and I was buried for quite a long time.
Good Lord, did you live?
Well, I'm here.
Well, I'm glad about that, that you're alive to tell the tale and to sing here for us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Russell Cooper's first song is John Ireland's ballad, Sea Fever.
I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and the sky. And all I ask is a cold ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick and the wind song and the white sail shaking and a gray mist on the sea's face. And a great old the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with a white cloud flying and the blonde spray and the
sung Sea Fever will be heard later on in the program. But now here is Victoria's representative for tonight, a lyric soprano from Parkville. Ladies and gentlemen, competitor number 21, Violet Harper. Welcome, Violet. And what can you tell us about yourself?
Well, first of all, I'm really a South Australian,
oh?
Although I've been living in Victoria for about 4 years now.
Oh, is your family over here in Victoria?
Oh, no, they're all in South Australia.
Uh-huh. How many are there?
Well, there are 10 of us, 4 boys and 6 girls.
If you all sang, you'd have a choir, wouldn't you, in the family?
Well, yes, we did practically. We were almost the whole church choir once.
Dear Lord, but now what's the story?
Oh, well, they're nearly all married now.
Mm-hmm. You're not, are you?
No, I'm afraid I'm far too busy to get married.
Too busy with your singing?
That's right.
Uh-huh. I wonder how long you'll go on thinking that way. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Violet Harper's ballad is Open Your Window to the Morn by Phillips.
Open your
By Violet Harper of Victoria, competitor number 21 in the 1952 Mobile Quiz. And in just a few moments, our three competitors will sing again. The makers of Mobil Oil lubricated the first car engines in the world. Today, the world's costliest engines, those used in the Queen Elizabeth and Queen Mary, are lubricated by the makers of Mobil Oil. Throughout the world, more cars, trucks, motorcycles, and tractors are lubricated by Mobil Oil than by any other oil. Now, why accept anything less? Give your engine the full protection of Mobil Oil. Play safe. And when buying oil, always ask for Mobil Oil, the world's quality oil. And now our three competitors, Marie Fidock of South Australia, Russell Cooper of New South Wales, and Violet Harper of Victoria, are ready to sing again. And Marie Fidock comes onto the platform first, this time with a well-known aria from Samson and Delilah from Saint-Saëns. O Love from My Power.
Divide, I, yes.
Senator number 19 in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest was Marie Fidock of South Australia. Competitor number 20, Russell Cooper of New South Wales, has chosen for his second song an aria from Verdi's opera Otello. He will sing The Credo.
Mine is a cruel God who in his likeness fashioned me, and home in wrath I worship. Was some vile germ that spawned me, some evil atom? Vile is my nature. I am a villain, and being human, the ancient slime I fill it up my breath. This is my creed. Why do I believe it as a penitent and so who mercy also prays that all mine evil thoughts and deeds are prompted by faith that rules and guides me? What of the good man? He plays a part. His face is false, yet false are his heart. And all that he professes, honesty, virtue, passion, nothing more than a lie. The fool of fortune demands him from the cradle. Nothing.
Competitor number 20 in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest was Russell Cooper of New South Wales. And now here is Violet Harper again. This time, the Victorian lyric soprano turns to oratorio. From The Creation by Haydn, she sings With Verdure Clad.
Thank you.
Predator number 21 in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest was Violet Harper of Victoria. The other singers tonight were Marie Fidock of South Australia and Russell Cooper of New South Wales. And in a few moments, the adjudicators will announce the name of tonight's winner, who will then automatically become a semi-finalist. Meanwhile, let me remind you that more mobile oil is used throughout the world than any other oil. The reason? Because mobile oil is the world's quality oil, and because mobile oil gives engines full protection at all speeds and temperatures. Today, more than ever, if you want the longest engine life from your car, truck, motorcycle, or tractor, always use mobile oil. It costs no more, so why accept anything else? Ah, here's the adjudicator's decision.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of heat number 7 of the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest is the lyric soprano from Parkville, Victoria, Violet Harper. Tonight's broadcast of the seventh heat of the 1952 Mobile Quest was compared by John Curtis. The broadcast presentation was by Roland Strong, and the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of Mobile Quest, which comes to you each week with the compliments of the Vacuum Oil Company and your local mobile service station. Remember, for complete engine protection, always use mobile oil.